Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and it's about Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal and his acquiring an esteeming of knowledge. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah who has raised the ranks of knowledge and elevated the status of the scholars. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration and worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our Sayyid, our Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue, I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness, what is known as taqwa, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he the most gloriously transcendent states, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And fear Allah, and Allah teaches you. And indeed Allah is knowing of all things. Ayyuhal Muslimun, dear believers, the seeking and acquiring of knowledge is from the greatest of things that can be sought, and the most honorable of things that can be possessed and desired. And it is for this reason that you see the life of the Sahaba as being a life of attaining knowledge. And amongst themselves, they would contest in this regard. In fact, so and so that we see that it was knowledge that became that which demarcated the ranks that they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah is the one who raises those who have believed amongst you and those who were given knowledge by darajat, by degrees. And so the daraja, the degree to which a sahabi is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the degree to which he knows knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. As the imperative comes, and know that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, worship and adoration except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so all ulum, all knowledge is mundarijun. All knowledge is underneath the banner of this ilm of La ilaha illallah. تَحْقِيقُ التَوْحِيد, making true the reality of tawheed, which is knowing that every single thing that is controlling this world, every single thing that we see, and every single thing that we think, and every single thing that we can possibly attach our hearts to, upon, if it is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fault, because His wahdaniyah, His oneness, is that which is controlling this world and controlling its affairs. And so from these people, who from the Sahaba, who are those who strove to attain knowledge, today's khutbah will discuss the Sahabi, the famous Sahaba, Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, because he and his life serves as an example for every and each and every one of us who in their seeking of knowledge should be diligent and should be avid and should be people of dhuhimma, people of ambition, of desire, willing to give everything that they have. For Sayyidina Mu'adh was amongst the earliest of those to become Muslim in Medina. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina, amongst the first of those, or before that, the first of those who would become Muslim was Sayyidina Mu'adh. And he was of only 18 years of age at the time. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik narrates that Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal was the best of the youth of Medina. And as soon as he became Muslim, he expended himself. He was avid to give every single thing he had to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to take as much knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as was possible. And this in turn endeared him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to him, "Ya Mu'adh, wallahi inni la'uhibbuka." He said, "Mu'adh, I swear by Allah, I love you." To this, Sayyidina Mu'adh responded by saying, "By my father and my mother, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, I love you too." And so, just this small interactions that we find between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of his students should show us that this was such an intimate relationship. It wasn't just an abstract relationship of instruction where the teacher comes in, gives his lesson or whatever it is and walks off. No, it was an intimate relation of instruction. It was a relationship which was a relationship. It was a connection. It was a sila. And this ilm, this knowledge of this religion is taken through connection, through silsila, through being connected. And that's why the very first, one of the most pivotal hadith of this religion, which was what, of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam coming and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that he came in order to teach you religion, the hadith starts off by saying, فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَي إِلَى رُكْبَتَي, that he attached his knees to the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so then, and then it says, فَوَضَعَ, and then he put his يَدَيْهِ عَلَى فَخْضَيْهِ, and then he put his two hands upon the two thighs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it was from this isnad, from this connection, from this sila, right, this isnad or this sila of what, of connection physically, because here the two, the thighs and the feet are being connected, but the knees are being connected, but beyond that it was a connection of what, of hearts. And this is the way knowledge is passed in this religion, that if you want true knowledge, then you should attach yourself and connect yourself to someone who has knowledge. And the way this is done is by someone connected to someone who has knowledge, connected to someone who has knowledge, connected to someone who has knowledge, going all the way back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this mirath al-nabawiyyah, right? As there is a saying that says, al-ulama warathatul anbiya, that the knowledgeable scholars or the true scholars are those who have this mirath, this inheritance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this prophetic inheritance is taken first and foremost by love and connection. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I love you, Ya Mu'adh," and Mu'adh said, "I love you, Ya Rasulullah," because love is what allowed for the sariyanul hal, or they say the sariyanul ilm, the flowing of knowledge between the hearts. If there is no connection, there is no ilm. If there is no connection, there is only the abstract transfer of information, but information is not real knowledge, because real knowledge is al-ilm wal-amal wal-hal, is knowledge that brings about amal, brings about action, and action that brings about hal, that brings about a reality of that action, which is the haqiqa. And all knowledge, whatsoever knowledge it be, whether it be in the sense that we often demarcate knowledge today, which is the sacred and the secular. For the Muslims, there is no sacred and secular separation, because worldly knowledge is itself a category of knowledge that can be done lillah, that can be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this we go back to the examples of the Sahaba and the example of Sayyidina Mu'adh. And from what the perfection of Sayyidina Mu'adh's knowledge is, that he was particularly keen on memorizing the Quran. And so it is narrated by the Sahaba that he was from the four people who memorized the Quran during the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, Anas ibn Malik narrates that there were four people who were able to memorize the Quran entirely during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Mu'adh was one of them. Another narration from the famous Sahabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who himself was of those who knew the Quran, says that Sayyidina Mu'adh came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to recite for him, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instead in that point told Sayyidina Abdullah to recite for Sayyidina Mu'adh. And so Sayyidina Mu'adh would gain knowledge from wheresoever it was, if coming through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam based on his instruction. So and so that we find so many beautiful narrations in the hadith where it is Mu'adh who is the one who's asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for one beautiful narration is that he once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the idhn, for the permission to question him. And now look at the adab, right? The ulama say, make your ilm kalmilh, and your adab kadaqiq, make your knowledge as salt and make your adab as flour, indicating that in the proportion of salt to flour, when we're leaving the bread, when we're making the bread, then this proportion, then the formal knowledge is always less than the adab that precedes that knowledge, because the adab is the itself, the alama, the sign of the thamarat of the ilm, of that knowledge. Because true knowledge should show adab. True knowledge should show adab. And that's why Imam Malik's mother, when she first sent him to study, and look at the role that mothers and women have played in the instruction of knowledge in this ummah, as they say, behind every great alim there is a woman, his mother, and not to forget the many great alimat, the many great female scholars who were part of every single type of knowledge in this tradition and shall continue to be. But in this instance, when Imam Malik's mother sent him to study, she said, take from his adab before. She said, take from your teacher's adab before you take from his ilm. Because the adab is that literal summation of the thamarat of the ilm. Where is that ilm in that person's khuluq? Where is that ilm in that person's character? And so even in the way Sayyidina Mu'adh is asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, we see the degree of knowledge he had. He first took idhn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him. It may be that it's an inappropriate time to ask him. It may have been that now was not the time for su'al, but he asked the idhn, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Salni amma shit." Ask me whatsoever you want. And so what did Sayyidina Mu'adh ask? Did he ask for random information? Did he ask for some random thing that had no benefit to his life and the next? No, he asked for the greatest of things, because this itself is an indication of the degree and of his knowledge. Because they say half of knowledge is knowing in how to ask a question. And what he asked from that question was, ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about amal, about something he could do that would make him enter paradise, that would make him be from those people who attain the true success, which is the success that lasts in the next life, which if you act in accordance in this life is a success too, and that was the way of the hereafter. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a general answer, directing him to the greatest of deeds, which was to strengthen his relationship with his Lord and to beautify his character in front of people. And this wasiyya, this prophetic advice, wasn't only for Sayyidina Mu'adh, because by his asking it has been enshrined in the books of hadith, which means it is a wasiyya, a parting or a giving advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to all of us who seek knowledge in terms of how we should orient ourselves towards knowledge. And what this points to in that answer, that in your desiring knowledge you should desire to improve your relationships around that knowledge, starting first and foremost with your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which involves what? Which involves, if you want to be a good student, then don't neglect your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have muhafaza, have guard your prayers, honor your tie, your silatul rahim, your ties with your family, your intimate family, your parents, your siblings. Improve your relationships with those around you who have a rights upon you, for those of us who are married, or our jar, our neighbors, or those we interact with in the workplace, and for students specifically, those who you are taking knowledge from, your teachers and your fellow students alongside you, because all of this will impact the reality of that knowledge you take. It will give you a barakah in that knowledge, because if you don't honor your teachers, if you don't honor the format in which a knowledge is given, then you are usually the what is mujarrab, what is tried and tested, is that the person ends up hurman, person ends up deprived from the reality of that knowledge. What good is it if you get a degree and you master this and you can't come number one in your school, but you have no adab and you do not draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so first things first, build that inward, and that outward will rectify itself. And وَالْعُمُورُ بِأَوَاقِبِهَا, and matters are determined by how they end. And this is why Sayyidina Mu'adh asked about الْآخِرَةُ وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, because that which comes after and that which is baqi is better than that which comes preceding, and that which is fani, that which is temporal. And this is from the first things that an alim should know. The first things that anyone who has ilm should know is that وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى, that the hereafter is better than this life. And that's why Sayyidina Mu'adh was asking about Jannah and Akhirah. And in this manner he continued to acquire knowledge until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, أَعْلَمُكُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ مُعَاذ ibn Jabal, that the most knowledgeable of you in the halal and the haram is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ himself bore witness to the ascendance of Sayyidina Mu'adh over other ulama. For Sayyidina, the Prophet ﷺ said, يَأْتِ مُعَاذ ibn Jabal يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمَامَ الْعُلَمَاءِ, that he will come on the Day of Judgment in front of, i.e. in a rank of ascension in front of the ulama. And he praised him even further. The Prophet ﷺ praised Sayyidina Mu'adh even further by stating, نِعْمَلُ رَجُلْ مُعَاذ ibn Jabal, that the best of men is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Now when you can see this greatness that Sayyidina Mu'adh took directly by his attachment to the way of knowledge, then it is no coincidence that he himself became an imam in this knowledge and was further entrusted by the Prophet ﷺ to teach this knowledge to others. And so when the Futuhat of Mecca happened, about 8 years after Hijrah, when that great opening of Mecca happened, and there it was a point where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or when the Prophet entered into Mecca, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Sayyidina Mu'adh there to teach the people the matters of religion. And then later on we even know that the Sayyidina Mu'adh was even sent at later period to Yemen to teach the matters of religion. And so Sayyidina Mu'adh was literally, they say, the Rasul of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he became the messenger of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was entrusted with teaching this religion. So and so that later on during the time of Sayyidina Umar, he said, whomsoever wants fiqh, and fiqh was actually fahmud daqiq, true detailed understanding of this religion, then they should go to Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And he was someone who fulfilled that great oath of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and literally followed in his footsteps of being a teacher. And so with this we end this khutbah. This is a reminder for us who play the role of students in how we gain knowledge, and all of us are students, right? طلب العلم من المهدي إلى الهدي, right? Seeking knowledge is from the cradle to the grave. And so this seeking knowledge is the way of those of all of us. All of us should seek knowledge, and seeking knowledge is faridah upon every Muslim and Muslimah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, seek knowledge, it's an obligation upon every female Muslim and male. And he said, seek knowledge even unto China. And China was a tremendous distance to travel in the time, and the implication being that we all are in a position of seeking knowledge. So this khutbah is relevant to all of us. And in various capacities we are in a position of mirroring and teaching that knowledge. And this too is a khutbah. This too is where the khutbah is relevant to us, to see the example of Sayyidina Mu'adh, to be a person. One of the things that they say about his way of teaching was that he was a person of hilm, person of gentleness, clemency, and he was a person who used to make things easy for his students, and he used to see his teaching as a way of khidmah. as a way of serving and serving the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So with this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bestow his rida, his pleasure and his gratification upon Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and that his pleasure be upon all of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that he give us the ability to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the way that they followed him, and that he also assist us in the way of piety and obedience, piety towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being dutiful towards those he's commanded us to be dutiful towards. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.